Okay, so go to page Gimel, yeah? All right, so this is like an in-between, the next couple lines, whatever. It's like an in-between. Like there are pieces that are, again, like I said, most of Netzer Chesed is smooth, you know, smooth sailing, not so difficult. And there's pieces that are like, chalal, it's pashut, it's not for us. This is somewhere in between. So we'll go through the words. We'll see what we can do. Al kaponim, what we saw yesterday was Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai, right? So the Kamaran explained that there's two chalakim to Torah. There's the Torah that can be given over from Rebbe to Talmud, right? And that's called the Torah of Bria. That's the Torah in this piece. He's calling it also the Torah of Neshamis. And then there's the Torah that's called the Torah Misinai. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai, Misar LeYeshua. And then there's the Torah that's in Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah that's in Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Torah of Atzilus, that's Ravon Hashem Kiviyachol himself. That's the Torah of the letter Aleph, not the letter Beis, right? And that's a Torah that you can't give over, that Yeshua Ben Nun has to find within himself. He has to unearth it, as we'll see soon. He can unearth it in the Torah of Sinai that he received, but it's really like something that he has to hear on his own. So this is what he's about to explain. Vizeo Torah Misinai. So again, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu does give over, which is the Torah of Bria, the Torah of Neshamis, that's a Torah that's called Misinai. Why Sinai? Right, because that's also the question the Farshim ask. For whatever reason you're saying that, for whatever reason you're avoiding identifying who Moshe got the Torah from, then why are you interested in telling us where he got it? What does that have to do? Because it's not like you then go on to say where Yeshua received it and where the Zakenim received it. Why are you giving the location only by Moshe? So as the Kamaran is saying, that Misinai is not telling you a location. It's telling you the type of Torah Moshe received that he then gave that over to Yeshua, which is a Torah of Neshamas, of Bria. So he explains, Vizeo Torah Misinai.
It was a Misinai, not Bisinai.
Mi'olah Shukho Torah Misinai. Right. Not just in the right, that's also the Lashon, right? Misinai. So what's Sinai? Ki Sinai, again, he's about to say a few Lashonis, which all are synonyms for this Nekuda. Ki Sinai means Nekuda Shel Bas Ayin. Nekuda of Bas Ayin, the pupil of the eye. Or Kalas Moshe, another term for this is the Kal of Moshe Rabbeinu, or Keser Tarsh Baal Peh. In other words, all these terms are descriptions of the Torah as it is in the essence of Nishmas Yisrael. Again, there's only two things that exist. There's Hashem and the Jewish people. So these two sides of Torah, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of Sinai, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah of Atzilus, that's Hashem, and the Torah of Sinai, the Torah of Bria, that's the Torah of the Nishmas Yisrael. And a term for Nishmas Yisrael is Bas Ayin, the pupil of Hashem's eye. We find that in Navi, Hashem describes us like that, right, in Tanakh. Tarsh, the crown of Tarsh Baal Peh, right? Crown is always a term that's used in the Kabbalah Sfarim to describe like a bridge between one higher level and the bottom of the highest level and the top of the next level, right? That's so like the Malchus, right? The end of the top becomes the crown of the next of the next Madrig. So Keser Tarsh Baal Peh. So Tarsh Baal Peh means the Torah that we're familiar with, right? The Keser of Tarsh Baal Peh means the crown of Tarsh Baal Peh, means that which it really is synonymous with the tail end of the higher universe of Torah. So again, you call it Bas Ayin, Keser Tarsh Baal Peh, Kalelis Yachad called Nishmas Yisrael. This is the Torah that is Kalel all of Nishmas Yisrael. They're called, the next page, the Kol Mashal Talmud Vasa Yichadesh, and all the Torah that any future Talmud would ever come up with, right? That's what Chazal say, that Moshe Rabbeinu was given all the whole Torah, Kol Mashal Talmud Vasa Yichadesh, any true Torah that it would ever come up with. That wasn't the Pshat. So the Mefarshim deal with that, right? Because on the one hand, because there's a contradiction, right? On the one hand, Chazal say Moshe got everything. But yet the Gemara says a famous story that he's up in Shemayim and he doesn't understand Rabbi Kiva Shir. I mean, he gets every diak of a Talmud, but he doesn't understand Rabbi Kiva Shir, right? So what's Peshat? That's one of the explanations is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Chazal said that he got all the Torah that every Talmud is going to say, it means he got the Torah of Sinai. It means he got the Torah as it exists in the very root of Nishmas Yisrael, which is Kol everybody, but not in terms of how it expresses in details. He got the Inyan. The Inyan is the Torah of Sinai, which is Nishmas Yisrael. Yeah, contained in that, it's somewhere deep down when you pull out a little thread, so there's one particular thread of that that's called this guy's Vart, and this guy's Vart, you know? And when he was by Rabbi Kiva Shir, that Rabbi Kiva was saying the details. that Moshe Rabbeinu never heard before. He wasn't that wasn't his Inyan. His Inyan was more the Klal. But in the Klal contains all the Prat. So that's what Sinai is a reference to. Hakol Kibo Moshe Misinai. And that's what he says, Mi Sinai Daik. In other words, that's the Torah that he received by Sinai. Why does the word Sinai mean this? So he says like this, the word Sinai, if you spell each letter, right, so it's Samach Yod Nun Yod, right, that's Sinai. So if you spell each letter in full, as he does over here, Samach Yod Nun Yod, right, so Kulam Kfulim, they're all doubles. In other words, take a look, take a look at the word Samach, right? So the letter Samach is 60, and then the Mem Chaf, which are the filled in letters, are 40 and 20, that's also 60, right? Yod is a Yod, and then a Vav Dalet, which is also 10, Nun, right, is also doubled, right? It's nun. Yod is the same thing. So again, everything is kulam kfulam. They're all doubled. Every letter of things. So in other words, so the word Sinai is going to reference, it references a Torah of duality, of two, of base, right? As opposed to the Torah of Aleph, right? So he says, umasparai, now here's the great secret. The gematria of the letter of the word Sinai spelled out like that equals Bigamachia, the word Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei. When you spell out the word Aleph in full, it equals Bigamachia, the word Sinai in full. So here's the great secret, right? On the one hand, Sinai is a word which is doubled, right? And it references the Torah of Bria. But the Gematria of it is the word Aleph, which is the Torah of Atzilus. So this is the site that Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the Torah from Sinai, but really deep down in there is the Torah of Atzilus as well. And he says even the word Aleph itself is also a code for the Torah of Bria. How so? Because Aleph Chochma, Oizen Bina Kenoida, the word Aleph is associated with both the Midah of Chochma and the Midah of Bina. In the language of the Sirus, the way you would say it is, the Torah of Atzilus would correspond to that which is singular, that's called the Midah of Keser. Keser is that which is like single on top. The beginning of two, that's Chochmah and Bina. So what you would say is that the Torah of Atzilus would correspond to the letter Aleph, which would be like the crown, right? And the Torah of Bria would correspond to Chochmah and Bina. But the irony is that the same letter Aleph is very often associated with Chochmah and Bina. How is it associated with Chochmah and Bina? So the Gemara already says, that in the Gemara says in Shabbos that Aleph Bina, I think the Gemara says Aleph Chachma Aleph Bina. The Gemara says that the word Aleph means the letter Aleph is associated with the Midah of teaching wisdom of Aleph Chachma and Aleph Bina. So, and also it's related to the ear. I think that's how is he explaining it. Yeah, you have the next page. Hey. Do you have hay? So you see you don't have hay?
No, we took out all the bottom.
Okay, fine. Okay, so I'll read it out loud. I'll read it out loud and you'll hear his name. Rotzeloimer. So they explain on the bottom the meaning of what the hint over here is. Ois Aleph, the remez of the Ois Aleph, which is the word Sinai, remez is l'chachma ubina. It also, the word Aleph, despite the fact that it's singular, which is the Torah of Atzilus of the crown, it also hints to chachma and bina. How so? Ki Ois Aleph remez is l'chachma. Aleph is a hint to Chachma, like the Sfarim say. There's a pasuk in Iyov, Aelfecha Chachma, I will teach you wisdom. So you see, Chachma is associated with the letter Aleph. And we also find, Ukmaikain, Ois Aleph remezes Levina. Aleph is also associated with Bina. Why? Because Kilochin Hibidumus Oizen, Shibuchin is Bina. The Sfarim say is that hearing is associated with Bina. That's a Chalamas Svarim, that seeing is more Chachma oriented, hearing is more Bina oriented, and we know the ear is associated with the letter Aleph, as he brings down from the Tikkuni Zohar, that Oizen Demus Aleph, the ear is in the shape of an Aleph. That's what the Zohar says, however you work that out. But the point is that the Zohar says that the ear is associated with Aleph, which means Bina is associated with Aleph. Chachma is associated with Aleph because the Pasuk says in Iyev, A'elfecha Chachma, I will teach you wisdom. That's the word Aleph. So one second. So Aleph is associated with Chachma and Bina, which means two, which is the Torah of Bria, but yet the word Aleph means one, is the Gematria of one, which is the Torah of Atzilus. The word Sinai, which is a word that's multiplicity, right, equals the Gematria, the word Aleph. The answer is that's the point. They're all one. Su Mar Menechem. Su Mar Menechem, which is to see. Right, is to see. Yeah. Very good, very good. That's why I'm saying that. Right, so that's what he's saying over here. Vesoid, Sunachmol. So Samach, Yud, Nun, Yud, Kulam, Kfulam. They're all doubled. So that's a remiss to Torah of Bria. Umisparoi, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. And the Gematria of Sinai, ironically, is the word Aleph. And the word, and the letter Aleph, the word Aleph, is associated, Aleph Chachma, and also Eisen Bina Kenoida. So it's both associated with Chachma and Bina. So the point is that what's being hinted to over here is that the Torah of Atzilus and Torah of Bria, despite the fact that until now we describe them as really being separate, they're not so separate. They're not so separate. V'soit Sinai hu Aleph. And so real, the secret of Sinai, what's behind the scenes of Sinai is really the Aleph, Alufa Shel Olam, the master of the world. That's Hashem. Hachnov Ayin, and how does now classic Gemara? How does one get to the Torah of Atzilus in the Torah of Bria? The answer is that's hinted to in the Avoda of Sinai, because that's what all the Mefarshim say, right? Why is it say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai? The answer is because the way to receive the Torah, you have to be humble like Sinai. Says the Gemara, that's the Nakuda. In order to discover that Keser, that crown, the Torah of Atzilus, and to hear Hashem speaking to you through the Torah that you receive from the Rebbe, it depends on how Sinai-dik you are. If you're Sinai, if you're humble, and you have Achno and Ayin and Bittel and so on, then you'll be able to hear the Dvar Hashem from Sinai.
Really, Chachma is the gateway to Keser.
Exactly. Chachma me Ayin Timotzei. You want to have Keser described from Chachma's vantage point, it's described as Ayin. Right, so in order from if you're starting in the Torah of Bria, which is Chochma and Bina, and now you want to get to that higher place that's called the crown, that's called the Torah of Atzilus. Well, from your vantage point, what that space looks like is Ayin. So the more Ayin you are, the more you will be. That's the secret knock, you know, to be able to get in.
Well, if Aleph is both Chochma and Bina, which one is it? It's neither.
Is both Chachma and Bina. No, so that's exactly that. Right, that's the klal. When two opposites are being forced together, it's the simon of that which is hard. But that's what Aleph represents both. That's the point. The Torah, okay, fine. The Torah Maschil Bebeis. Now the Torah begins with a Bez, right? So the Torah that we have, Breishis, which is the Torah of Bria, that starts with a Bez. The Isaac Bo Lishma, but if you're Isaac and Torah Lishma, Mamshich Aleph. Then you're bringing the Aleph into that, or you're discovering the Aleph within, which is Ayin, which is Sinai, Nakuda Zeir Shechaira, which is like that pupil of the eye, the Bas Ayin. The inner part of the pupil is a dark spot, right? That dark spot means a Bechin of Ayin. If you see yourself as a Nakuda Shechaira's ear, right? See yourself as a dark spot. That's how you get I've mentioned this before. That's from the Chayza, right? One of the tzaddikim came to visit the Chayza, and the Chayza. I mentioned this. I'll say it bekitzer, but the base manager of the Chayza was known for simcha, and it was very freilich. But the Nakud himself was always the Chayza himself was always in a state of like shiflos and nefesh. So he asked one of the tzaddikim that visited him, "What's pshat?" So the tzaddik said, "That's not a kasha. Keser." The Zohar says. That you know, Chachma is light. Vayhi ar. So Chachma is associated with Chachmas Adam Toyer Panov. Chachma is associated with light. But if Chachma is light, what's Keser? Keser is dark. So the Zohar says Ukim Hulugabi the Lamalmine. That Keser is considered dark because it's in that place of absolute Ayin of nothingness. So it's not dark because of a lack of. It's a dark because it's everything. So the Tzaddik said that the Chayza, you are the embodiment of Keser. So the Mela, your Inyan is. Nakuda Shechayra the Gazir. Huh? Yeah, that's it. So that's Nakuda of Ayin. So he says, Koil Kola Oilamis Vanashamis, and this Nakuda of Ayin and so on, the Tarvat Seals of the Aleph, that's Koil, all the worlds, all the Neshamis, the Chol Adeus Abiyas and Mashiach, the Chol Tzadik Aide Ayin, Yochel Hamshech Tarvat Seals. Bavain, that's the idea. Okay, so maybe let's try to finish at least this part of the Mishnah. So he goes on, so fine. That's Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. Yeah, follow so far, we're good? Yeah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. And then Umasar Li Yeshua. Umasar, what does it mean? Why does it say the word Masara? So the answer is Umasar Bal Karchai Li Yeshua. Because Kiloi Hoyeze Bekoich Le Kabbal HaKol. But even though Moshe Rabbeinu is only giving over the Torah Misina, right? As we said until now. Afal Pikein, it's still a lot for Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. It's still a lot to receive, and so Yeshua ben Nun had to It had to be, you know, given to him. It's almost like Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of actively giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yeshua ben Nun, because Yeshua ben Nun doesn't have the koyches to really be mekabel kol Torah kula. V'lochin moser loy al karcha. The Yeshua is a Kenim, but when it says from Yeshua to the Zakenim, it doesn't say the word Messiah anymore. Why? Shehim Rabim. Because now you have the Zakenim are many people. So when you have many people, like the Gemara says in Soita, one person can carry 50 pounds, two people can get together can carry 150. Right? So when there's many people together, the Klech of the Rabim is able to tolerate more. So Yeshua as a Yachid, even the Sinai Dikatara, he couldn't be Makabah from Moshe unless Moshe Rabbeinu sort of like helped him along. And that's the Lashon of Masira. That itself is the ayin that allows Yeshua to receive. Yeah, very good. And now when the Nevi'im get it from Yeshua, so they could get it on their own. The Chayin Nevi'im, Rabim me Rabim, Benakal Kabal Kol Torah Kula. So again, that's the idea. And so the Nevi'im were able to get it. And then it says, so the Zakein were able to get it, the Nevi'im were able to get it. It was Nevi'im Masru Alan Shrik Nesagdoyla. Why all of a sudden now, Alan Shrik Nesagdoyla, 120 people. So he says, Avshoy Rabim, but Nismato Lavavas. Now you're talking about a new tekufa where it's like post Beis HaMikdash, post Beis Rishon, I'll go upon him. Vafil Mirabim Larabim, Hoyim Mesira Bekayachu Bal Karchon, Shalaki Derchatava. And that's based on Lakuta Torah in Parshas Ekev. That's what the Rizal writes in Parshas Ekev as well. Okay. So there's Hashem. I guess next time we'll see the next Torah. Okay, Shkayach.